Ohio has declared a public health emergency. It's a response to the latest phase of the opioid epidemic. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports on a new drug that's being abused, a substance generally used to tranquilize elephants.
The synthetic drug is called carfentanil, and here's how bad it is. It is 100 times more potent than fentanyl, the painkiller that led to the death of the pop star Prince. And fentanyl can be up to 50 times more deadly than heroin. Now, often unknown to addicts, carfentanil is being sold on American streets. It's either mixed into heroin or pressed into pills that look like prescription drugs.
Instead of having 4 or 5 overdoses in a day, you're having these 20, 30, 40, maybe even 50 overdoses in a day.
Police Chief Tom Sinan directs the Hamilton County Heroin Coalition. He says carfentanil turned up in Cincinnati in July, and at times the overdoses have overwhelmed first responders.
Their efforts are truly heroic to be going from call to call to call. One district alone has seen 14 in one shift, so they were nonstop.
Carfentanil is even dangerous to someone who simply touches or inhales it. First responders and emergency room workers are being told to wear protective gloves and masks. Hamilton County Health Commissioner Tim Ingram says there's another challenge. Users stay high far longer than with other opioids.
For the body to metabolize carfentanil, it takes about 8 hours.
That means when someone overdoses, it's more difficult to revive them, to save their life with naloxone. That's the emergency medication used to block the effects of opioids.
Right now, we're actually looking to put a more concentrated version of naloxone on the streets because we've been getting lots of reports that they're using 2 or 3 doses to get people to come back.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration says carfentanil is coming from 2 places.
China and Mexico.
DEA spokesman Russ Baer says Mexican drug traffickers see big profits since it only takes a granule or so to induce a high. He says the carfentanil sold on streets is made in labs in China.
You can go on the internet and anybody can establish an anonymous account and you can order carfentanil directly from China. And we're seeing it shipped from China directly into the United States.
You know, it seems to me now that this might be a pivot point.
Hamilton County Health Commissioner Ingram says why would anyone take the trouble to grow poppies in order to make heroin when something as powerful as this can be made in a lab?
We may be seeing more and more synthetic opioids from this point forward, and we're going to have to prepare for it.
Ohio Police Chief Tom Sinan thinks that should include tougher penalties. Generally, he says selling drugs on the street is considered a nonviolent crime, but that may not make sense if the drug includes carfentanil.
To me, that's just like pulling a gun out and shooting someone, because you know that a tiny bit can kill a person. So to me, it's intentional. It's murder.
It can take months to identify a drug, but carfentanil is suspected in overdose spikes across the Midwest and in Florida. The DEA says communities everywhere should be on alert. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.